the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Hey, Len, I'm not sure I can hear you, but great to be here. I heard the intro, but then your audio just cut out.
How about now? Could you hear me now?
Yeah, I've got you now.
Oh, yeah. So, some technical issues. So, yeah, I just want to state that this show is sponsored. I'll bring up the information that probably was missed initially, that the show is sponsored by EasyDNS. It's the best place to get your web hosting services. It's easy, reliable, secure, safe, and you can pay in Bitcoin. EasyDNS.com. Check it out. Also, it's private. You can get email services, IMAP services. So it's a great place to get all your web hosting and domain name services. EasyDNS. Check them out. But Oscar, it's been a while. We've been trying to get you on the show for some time, and scheduling problems prevented us from getting you on. But here we are. This is a landmark moment for us. So thank you for coming on the show. How are you, Oscar?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Len. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on. And yeah, apologies if it's been a while. It's just had a lot on our plates recently. So yeah, but good to finally be on.
No, it goes both ways. I think we tried on our end, but we also had some scheduling issues. So it's a one-way street. This goes both ways. Oscar, tell us a little bit about you for the people that are not aware who you are.
Yeah, so my name's Oscar Merry, and I'm the co-founder of Fountain Podcasts. For those that don't know Fountain is a podcast app. You can do everything you'd expect to do in a podcast app in Fountain. So searching for podcasts, building up your library, and of course, listening to podcasts. The two things that makes Fountain special are, number one, we have payments built in thanks to the Bitcoin Lightning Network, so you can support your favorite podcasts on Fountain, either by streaming them sats per minute or sending them a boost, which is a one-off payment with a message. And we turn those boosts into threaded comments under the episode as well, so you can see what your followers are boosting and interact with the audience on the shows you listen to. And then we have clipping built into Fountain as well. So, you know, I'm very passionate about podcasting. I'm very passionate about audio as a medium to transmit knowledge, insight, and wisdom from person to person. And I think, you know, it's difficult to share those insights though. So we built the clipping tool within Fountain to help people go from the moment when they hear something interesting to actually being able to share that both within Fountain to their followers and externally. We built the clipping features for that. And there's, yeah, lots more to do there, but happy to talk about that later on.
Well, how did you come up with the whole concept of Fountain? The value for value has been in the ecosystem for some time. So Fountain, if I recall correctly, came out in the last year and a half. Maybe I'm wrong with my timing, but how did you come across it and came up with the idea to, well, basically spawn this so we could all listen to podcasts and earn some sats at the same time?
Yeah, so we built the first version of the app, or I built the first version of the app in 2021. In about April, I think, of 2021, purely as an experiment, not planning to, you know, turn it into a business or anything like that, purely as an experiment to figure out could we make it easier for listeners to create and share clips from podcasts? Because as I said, I'm just really passionate about the audio medium. And I think that, you know, the way that we consume podcasts is we have our feed. Every app works the same. We have our feed, and for whatever shows that we're following, we'll see new episodes every time we open the app. But I just thought, I bet there's content out there that I would find incredibly interesting, but I'm not necessarily gonna actually subscribe to that show or that feed and have those episodes come in. And so I thought clipping would be a great way to allow people to share the insights with each other without having to go and subscribe to those shows or even listen to the full episode. And, you know, some other podcast apps did clipping, they offered it, but most of them offered it in a way where you had to mess around with the timestamps and, you know, scroll on an audio wave on the mobile app, which isn't very intuitive. And it's quite difficult to create a succinct clip that delivers one insight, because you just have so much cognitive load around thinking about the clip. Whereas in Fountain, we have this UI where you can use the transcript of the clip, and all you have to do is edit the transcript, and we will recreate the audio based on the words that you either choose to keep or remove based on the text. So it makes clipping a lot easier. So yeah, built the first version of that in April of 2021. And then at the same time that I was just playing around with it and with Nick, my business partner as well, this was when we saw what Adam Curry and Dave Jones were doing with Podcasting 2.0 and Value for Value. And I'd been a massive Bitcoiner for many, many years before that. Never thought I'd work in the space or have anything to do with the technology from, you know, a development standpoint. But when I saw, oh my God, you can add Bitcoin Lightning payments into the podcasting experience, it just instantly made me think, wow, this is incredible. This is going to change everything in terms of the way we're able to support podcasts. And so as soon as I saw that, we jumped on it. We made Value for Value and Streaming Stats a massive part of the Fountain app. And we launched 2 or 3 months later in August of 2021 with the first version of Fountain. So yeah, that's how it kind of came about.
What sort of technical background did you have to come to the point where you could create this app and then release it to the masses that people could use? Because I'll be honest, you're basically showing off your skill set. And if it's not done well, well, it makes you look to be rather weak in terms of your technical knowledge. But I'm curious, what sort of background do you have in order to have created this app?
Yeah, so I did have a bit of a background in technology and in software development. I hadn't specifically done any mobile development before. But part of the reason I built the first version of the app was to experiment with mobile development, and particularly with Flutter, which is what the app is actually built in. But I had worked as a software engineer before that, so I wasn't brand new to the game in that sense. But yeah, it's been a journey, because I'm not a mobile developer by training, and, you know, I've had to learn on the job. And there's a lot of stuff that we've had to, you know, improve over time, and we're still getting there with the app. But yeah, it's a lot more stable and well designed than it was, let's say, a year ago.
You and Nick are doing a phenomenal job at ensuring that all questions and comments are dealt with, because you have your Telegram channel, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. So I just wanted to state that for everybody out there that has yet to do it, check out Fountain. You could download it from the Play Store and the App Store. It's I'm not sure if there's even a GitHub too. Is this open source as well? I couldn't seem to find it, but maybe you could. Is this open source as well, or is it not?
It's not open source right now. We're thinking about potentially open sourcing it, but at the moment it's not.
And in terms of the growth of using Fountain, a lot of people using it, a heck of a lot of, since it's been released at August 2021. Has the growth been steady? Are you noticing that it's kind of pittering out, or is it, because does it go with the price of Bitcoin? Because the price of Bitcoin for the past several months, it's been, you know, rather flat. Does that also correlate with the users that are downloading and using Fountain, or is there still steady growth over there?
Yeah, so the growth has been amazing. And what's so great to see is that there is no correlation with the price of Bitcoin. I think one of the things that, whether you are a Bitcoiner or not, and you use Fountain and you send your first boost to a podcaster, the experience of doing that actually has nothing to do with Bitcoin. It's just really a fun experience to be able to connect directly with the host of the show, send them money, but also leave them a message that you know they're going to see because it's attached to a payment. Also, the other, you know, the other people that are listening on Fountain are all also going to see that. So yeah, it's a great experience sending your first boost on Fountain, and I don't think it's necessarily tied to the interest in Bitcoin or the Bitcoin price. We have a lot of users that are brand new to Bitcoin. They've literally purchased their first ever Bitcoin in the Fountain app so that they can send it to a podcaster, which I think is incredible. And it shows that, you know, there's other use cases out there for Bitcoin as a development tool rather than just as, you know, a savings tool, which obviously we're big believers in, but it's just cool to see it being used in this kind of more consumer application.
You were on the Bitcoin Review show some months back. That was with NBK, obviously, Hoshit, but Adam Curry was on that show. I had to listen to that one a couple of times because it was so well done. And all you people, you jive so well. And it just goes to show you, like you're saying, that the value for Bitcoin, like the tools that could be built on top of it that could use it, it's almost endless. The ideas that's going to be implemented moving forward. And on that topic, do you have anything that you could disclose in terms of what's going to be coming out of the hat for Fountain moving forward? Or do you want to keep everything kind of under the secrecy of, you know, the veil of secrecy?
Yeah, so I would say, first off, one of the things that we're really focused on is just improving the stability and the feature set and the design of the core podcast listening experience. Because, you know, I'm so excited about all of the payments features. I'm so excited about all of the social features in the app and also some of the newer features that we're working on. But we have to deliver on an amazing podcast listening experience. And so, you know, if anyone's listening on Fountain right now, it's a commitment for me that that's our number one priority because, yeah, the listening experience has to be amazing. And, you know, historically, it has been a bit buggy here and there as we've kind of like, you know, grown through this early stage. Other than that, I think the things that I'm really excited about, number one is the live item tag from the Podcasting 2.0 namespace. I would love for people to be able to listen to live streams like this in the Fountain app, and then also have all of the boosts that are sent during the live show also then stay as comments on the episode once it gets turned into an episode. So I think that's something that could be really exciting. For example, you know, we're doing this live right now. We could have the audience listening in Fountain live. We could have them live boosting, sending in comments, questions, and that could kind of influence the conversation. So yeah, live is something that I'm really excited about. We're hoping to have something out in the next couple of months on that. And then other than that, I just want to improve the social features that we have in the app. So we launched Fountain 0.6 in January, and now we have essentially the Fountain social profiles are built on an activity graph. So now that you can see for every person that you follow, you know, who are they boosting? Who are they replying to? What clips are they creating? What clips are they liking? And so we want to continue to improve those features ultimately so that you can discover great audio content on Fountain, and you know how that's all integrated into the listening features as well. Stability of the listening experience, live item, and also expanding the social features there.
Is there any way to incorporate this into Twitter with the Twitter spaces, or is that ship has sailed because the APIs seem to be they're shuttering those things moving forward?
Yeah, so I think we definitely want to integrate with as many of the streaming providers as possible. Obviously, we won't, you know, host the live stream. We'll just essentially give listeners the ability to consume the live stream in the Fountain app.
Now, the big one is Noster. I don't know if you're on it. I got to follow you if you are on it. I'm not sure if you dived into the Noster waters, because it is an incredible experience for a Bitcoiner. The amount of noise there is gone. It's pure signal. Is there any way that this can be incorporated, Docmo Fountain can be incorporated in such a way with the Zaps feature over there? I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Zaps that are taking on Noster.
It's funny you ask that, Len, because I actually just 15 minutes before we started this call, managed to get the Zaps feature working in Fountain so that now you can receive Zaps on Noster directly to your Fountain wallet. So yeah, we're planning to integrate with Nosta. We will be releasing a version of Fountain either probably early next week with support for NIP 5 and NIP 57 so that you can add your Nosta pub key to your Fountain profile. But you can also use Fountain to receive your Zaps. And the great thing about this is you can, all of the payments analytics that we have in Fountain around, you know, how much you've earned, how much you've supported in different timeframes, we just applied that to Zaps as well. So you can see like, okay, I've earned this much in Zaps over the past week. And also if I want to, I can just boost that out to my favorite podcast as well. So yeah, we're really excited about Nosta too. And yeah, we've got, I'm not sure if you're on the test flight or the Google Play beta, but if you are, I can give you access to it after this call. Basically, it's ready to go.
Yeah, I was on that for some time, but there was an issue a few weeks back that prevented me from opening it. So I left the beta program and went to the regular one, and I've been stuck with it ever since. That's awesome news. Do both you and Nick each have a Nosta account and also the Fountain account? There's three accounts out there, because I got to follow them all if that's the case.
Yeah, we've all got accounts, and we've got a Fountain account, which is the account that actually produces the Zap notes as well, because that needs to be done by the the Lightning node produces the Zap notes. So yeah, I'll put them in the chat, and you can put them in the show notes for me, Nick, and the actual main Fountain account as well. And
That is sick. I had no idea that was the case, and I can't wait to see this integrated. Because to be perfectly honest, I use Wallet of Satoshi, and I have no issues with it. It works fine. But if I could just limit how many wallets I have out there and make my life a little bit easier, and if I could just use the Fountain 1A, it's all the more power to me. I do have to say one thing, though, and I want to hear your comments too. You touched upon it earlier. And in terms of being actively able to answer questions and deal with comments, I just want to give you kudos to both you and Nick that you guys are phenomenal. Your Telegram, every time there's comment or questions here or anything that gets posted on there, replies are immediate. Similarly, DMs in Twitter, you guys are quick to reply back. So I'm not sure if you want to add anything to that, but just the people acknowledge that you guys are trying your level best to make sure people's questions, comments, concerns, they are addressed right away. So I'm not sure if you want to go on with, because that seems to be one of your MOs, and it's one of the better things you do rather than say other ones. I've dealt with other apps. You send a question, you never get it. It goes into /dev/null. You guys, it goes into the right place. I like that. So you going to expand your team at all? Or, I mean, it seems like a lot of work for just two guys.
Yeah, so it is a lot of work, and I really appreciate you saying that, because we do really try hard to get back to people as soon as possible. We have a great customer support team. We've got two people part-time, Anya and Alicia, who help us with customer support, because we get a lot of tickets. Sometimes we get like 100 tickets in a day for customer support. It's crazy. But yeah, we do try our best to get back to people, and to, you know, we have a great FAQ section on the website, because again, if you're coming to Fountain and you've never used Bitcoin before, you have no idea what the Lightning Network is. You know, it is confusing. So yeah, we really try hard to have great guides and explainers on the website, but also get back to people as soon as possible. But yeah, I appreciate you saying that, because it shows that it's paying off. But yeah, we do try on that.
Have you all ever taken a vacation since this project has been released? Because it seems like you guys are always working around the clock. I'm curious if you had some time off to recharge your batteries.
Did I have any time off? I had a couple of days over Christmas and New Year, which was really nice. But to be honest, not really. But it's really fun, you know. And, you know, I do love listening to podcasts. I love what's happening in this space, is moving so quickly. It feels like we're not just working on our own in a silo, like just us as the Fountain team. You know, we've got Adam and Dave from Podcast Index. We've got other Bitcoiners in the space. We've got a lot of people that are all excited about this future and kind of working together in a sense. So yeah, that helps a lot when you have those days when you feel, oh my God, I'm so tired, or yeah.
I'll be honest that I can understand where you're coming from, because we've been basically at it, you know, pedal to the metal since we started this podcast. I guess maybe not Joey, because he took a few days off. I'm just giving him a ribbing him here, but I do love the boosts that you guys have. And I just want to say one thing, that generally the beginning of all our weekly reps on Monday, I like to go through the boosts and read off the funny ones. And I'm not sure if you could go through the ones that people are writing on random podcasts, but there are some absolutely classic boosts out there that just they leave you just howling. But that's just my two cents. And I just want to ask you a question, though. Generally, one of the concerns people have with Fountain is on Apple, for whatever reason, and I'm an Android user, so it's hard for me to say if this is true or not, it gets warm. The phones tend to get warm. Have you heard this concern before? And if so, how's this being addressed?
Yeah, it's a great point. And yeah, definitely it's been an issue over the past year. So we've been working hard on it, but it's not 100% solved. It's a lot better than it was like this time a year ago, this time 6 months ago. And we've had a lot of feedback to that effect as well from users who are saying, it's so much better than it was. Thank you very much. But the root cause of this is the underlying audio library that we use to actually interface with the device APIs. Because the app is built in Flutter, that means we have one code base, one language for all of the UI and all of the logic. But then we need to go down to the native APIs for actually playing audio. And for that, we're using an open source library that, you know, is quite complicated and difficult to figure out, you know, some of these issues and exactly what's going on. But yeah, as I said before, at the start of the call, the stability and the performance of the audio playback, which includes things like, yeah, the CPU usage and anything that could be causing the phone to overheat, is our number one priority. And literally every couple of weeks, we're working on stuff to improve that. So yeah, I would say if anyone's listening and they're having that issue, like definitely reach out you can reach out to me directly or through our support function in the app, or just DM us or whatever. Definitely reach out, because it's really helpful every case that we see of that in order to help us figure out what's going on. But yeah, we're constantly trying to improve that. And yeah, we've got a whole bunch of updates coming soon that should hopefully help.
Do you know if that's pertinent to a particular iOS version or a specific iPhone, or is it just across the board?
I'm not sure. My hunch is that it's to do with, so everybody has their own like routine when they're listening to podcasts. Some people, like for me, I just go in, I look at the feed, and then I star. That's my thing. I star the episodes, and then I pick one and I listen. I think that there's probably like a hidden bug somewhere where, based on the steps that you take before going to listen to your first podcast, that causes an issue. But yeah, we're still kind of investigating that.
Well, the routine that you say works for yourself, it's the way I do it. I open it up, I look, and I start playing. Is there any sort of analytics you have that show you what other people are doing, or is it just basically you're going based on what they're telling you?
Not really. Yeah. We don't have that kind of, you know, we don't track like any of the clicks that you do in the app or anything like that. So all of our feedback is based on what people tell us about what's working and what's not. So yeah, if you're experiencing any issues, please do reach out to us. And also, you know, even if we don't immediately find a fix for it, every single piece of feedback that we receive, we put in a table and we sort it by, you know, how many people are reporting it. So yeah, the best thing to do is just reach out and we can try and get it fixed or try and get it prioritized.
So this one I've been trying to put to rest, because I'm somewhat familiar with mining Bitcoin, and there's always people out there saying the phone is getting hot, it's mining Bitcoin. Now, I've done my level best to say that on the phones that we have in our hands, they are very underpowered, and you won't be able to mine anything with it. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Oscar. Dispel these rumors that The Fountain app, because it's getting warm, is mining Bitcoin. That's total bullshit. Please go with it. I want to hear your thoughts.
Yes, we are not mining Bitcoin in the Fountain app. It would be hilarious if we were. But I would also say one thing is we have heard that if you download the episodes, but this is normally to do with the streaming. So if you're streaming without downloading the episode audio first, that can cause it to be a little bit less performant. So that's one thing that can always help. But no, we're not mining Bitcoin in the app.
But I find it auto-downloads. At least when I go there, I see that. I think it's the green arrow. It shows that it's downloaded. I find it's always the one I'm listening to. It's always downloaded. So how does this work? Because every time I'm on it, they auto-download the episodes before I even listen to it.
Yeah, so that can be turned off in the settings. So potentially people have turned it off to save mobile data or something like that.
Gotcha. And I guess one of the last questions I have to ask you, because I also do have a Linux phone, and it does have a Android emulator, but it's really, really buggy and it's not very responsive. Is there ever going to be a web version or even a Linux version of Fountain that's going to be released?
Yeah, definitely to the web version. We 100% want to launch a web version, and we have plans to this year. The difficulty is we just want to, you know, I think it's something like 80% of people listen to podcasts on their phone. So, you know, we have to make sure that for those 80%, we're doing an amazing job. And so we want to make sure we've got the mobile experience really polished before we, you know, start rolling out on web. But it's definitely on our roadmap.
That's fair. Yeah. You know what? Now that you mention it, 80%, I thought that seems rather low. I would expect that number to be close to 95, or who the heck listens to podcasts and anything else besides their phone? I don't know. I guess I it's hard for me to think outside the box here, but I guess it's just an interesting stat. Well, before we wrap things up, Oscar, is there anything else you want to talk about the Fountain product in just chill it, go nuts? And also before we sign off, tell people where they could reach you and find you and ask you any questions related to Fountain.
Yeah, I guess one thing I would say is just if you haven't tried Fountain yet, or maybe you tried it, you know, a year ago, since the 0.6 update in January, the discovery mechanism is just so much better. So definitely download Fountain, follow your shows. And if they're not already signed up to the Lightning Network, you know, tweet them and ask them to join the Lightning Network, because it works. We had Jordan Harbinger, who's a massive podcaster. He gets like 5 million downloads per month or something. He's now on Fountain. And the reason he signed up was because loads of people were tweeting him saying, come and join. So, yeah, if you are a Bitcoiner, maybe one or two or three of your shows are value-enabled with value for value, but the others aren't, you know, message them and say, hey, I'd love to support you. I'd love to interact with the rest of your audience on apps like Fountain, and just ask them, because they probably will do it, and that will help, you know, spread the message of not just Bitcoin, but value for value and open podcasting as well. So yeah, that would be my my ask.
Well, I just wanted to say one thing that, yeah, that's an excellent way to get more podcasts on there. Like, I know Saifedean's podcast just late last year was added to Fountain, and it was badgering of him to get on because people wanted to support him for all the work that he's done. And I'm just using this one episode, his one show, as an example of this. But yeah, I mean, so before we go into, I guess, the sign off, how could episodes be added or shows be added to Fountain? Because there is a specific way to do so. Maybe you could just outline what's the protocol.
Yeah, so it's really easy. If you don't have your show set up on Fountain to receive sats, you can do so in just a couple of clicks in the Fountain app. So for any podcaster listening, it's really, really easy. We also have a guide on our website, fountain.fm/podcasters, which goes through it all. And yeah, really simple to get started.
I used it. It works. If a dummy like me could follow it and get it to ultimately work, anybody could get it to work. So Oscar, any last words where people can find you, where they could reach out to you, anything else you want to just push out there? The floor is yours.
Follow me on Fountain, download the app. If you have any feedback or anything you'd like added, just DM me. I'm happy to get that added in. But yeah, thanks for your time, Len. I really appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate it. Oscar Fountain. Sorry, Oscar Mary from Fountain. He should be named Oscar Fountain. Thank you very much. And everybody have a wonderful day, and PV everyone. It's just ending now.